A reading from the Book of Wisdom. All men were by nature foolish and were in ignorance of God. And who from the good things seen did not succeed in knowing him who is, and from studying the works did not discern the artisan. But either fire or wind or the swift air or the circuit of the stars or the mighty water or the luminaries of heaven, the governors of the world, they considered gods. Now if out of joy in their beauty they thought them gods, let them now know how much far more excellent is the Lord than these, for the original source of beauty fashioned them. Or if they were struck by their might and energy, let them from these things realize how much more powerful is he who made them. For from the greatness of the beauty of created things, their original author by analogy is seen. But yet, for these the blame is less. For they indeed have gone astray, perhaps, though they seek God and wish to find him. For they search busily among his works, but are distracted by what they see, because the things seen are fair. But again, not even these are pardonable, for if they so far succeeded in knowledge that they would speculate about the world, how did they not more quickly find its Lord? The word of the Lord. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth his handiwork. Day pours out the word to day, and night to night imparts knowledge. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. Not a word nor a discourse whose voice is not heard. Through all the earth their voice resounds, to the ends of the world their message. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark. And the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, it was as in the days of Lot. They were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building on the day when Lot left Sodom. Fire and brimstone rained from the sky to destroy them all. So it will be on the day of the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, someone who is in the housetop and whose belongings are in the house must not go down to get them, and likewise one in the field must not return to what was left behind. Remember the wife of Lot. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses it will save it. I tell you, on that night there will be two people in one bed, one will be taken, the other left. There will be two women grinding meal together, one will be taken, the other left. And they said to him in reply, 'Where, Lord?' He said to them, 'Where the body is, there also the vultures will gather.'" The Gospel of the Lord. So again, Jesus today talks about the end times and how we have to always be ready for when he comes again. And again, we're getting close to not this weekend, but next weekend is the Feast of Christ the King. And so the whole church year begins with the preparing for the birth of Jesus and ends with his kingdom. So we start focusing again on the end times. And he tells us, of course, that we always got to be ready. And then he tells us how to be ready. He says, don't seek to preserve your life, seek to give it up. And again, so we live this life of generosity. We give our life away every day. Again, as I've talked about, to do one act of selflessness a day. So when you brush your teeth and you see that I am third on your mirror and you think, did I do one selfless act today for somebody else? And if the answer is no, we wasted our day in Christ. So we got to do one unselfish thing a day. So then when the day comes and he comes to take us all home, it's just another day of giving up our life. It's no big deal. We've done it every day of our life. And so he said, this is the way you prepare for the end. Don't seek to preserve your life. Seek to give it away. So the way we do that today is we do at least one unselfish act for somebody else. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us profess our faith. No, let us not profess our faith.